you go.
Good evening and welcome. We'll call the March 26, 2024 meeting of the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board to order. Welcome, everyone. Let's begin, please, with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And there are three of us present, more on the way, but three here, so we have a quorum and we can proceed. If I may go through quickly the meeting procedures in case any of you are not familiar. Agenda items may be taken out of order. The tab may combine two or more items on the agenda for consideration. The tab may delay or remove an item from the agenda. No action may be taken on any matter not on the posted agenda. This tab is advisory and all recommendations go to either or both the Planning Commission and or the Board of County Commissioners. If speaking on an item, please announce your name and address. All comments are limited to 3 minutes. Place all your electronic devices on silent, silent or stun. Please address all your comments to the town board and take any conversations that are private, please, out of the room. This is the period where we allow for public comment on any items that are on the agenda for which you may not have time to stay. You would be limited to 3 minute comments if necessary, but otherwise recommend you may want to wait until we actually hear the item, but that's up to you. So with that item, or with that proviso, is there anyone who has any public comment at this point? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and close that and move to the next item. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes of 3/12/24? Okay, we have a motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. And let the record show that Dr. Juan has joined us. The agenda for tonight, we have 3, 4, and 5, which are heard together, will be heard together. They're basically the same project. We'll vote on them separately. If that's okay with everybody, everybody approve the agenda? Have a motion? Okay, all those in favor, aye?
Aye.
All right, informational items, Mike?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. We have a presenter for item one. Item one is VS 24-0052, PN2 Inc., vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County between Durango Drive and Cimarron and between Oquendo and Russell Road within Spring Valley. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Pulte Homes. You can see from the aerial, you can see from the aerial, it's located off of Cimarron and Oquendo here. Came before you about a year ago for a land use entitlement for single family residential development here at this board. Did recommend approval of it and was ultimately approved by the county commission. As part of this application now, kind of deemed it more of a cleanup item, we just completed our drainage study. This was a site that was part of the aviation parcel, and it does currently have drainage easements all over the property. The county is in the process of developing a 100-foot wide drainage easement just to the west of the property, and our drainage study is approved for that. So now we're coming in to clean up the mapping and asking to vacate the drainage easement through existing site that will now be relocated. You can see just to the west in this easement here. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval and happy to answer any questions.
Hey, thank you very much. Is there anyone in the audience with any questions or comments on this matter? Seeing none, come to the board. Any questions, comments? Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve with staff recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion to approve with staff. Is that okay to call it conditions?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item two, We have a presenter for item two. VS 240055. Okay, if it's okay with the members, we'll just let that slide and revisit it at the end in case somebody shows up. All those in favor of that?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And let the record show Brian has gotten past that big wreck. Welcome. So items three, four, and five that we will hear together, we have a presenter for that. I thought we did. Okay, let me read them into the record, please. Item three, ZC240067, Desert Inn Square, LLC. This is a zone change to reclassify 5 acres from an RS20 residential single family 20 to a CO commercial generals, or CG, pardon me, commercial general zone, generally located on the south side of El Dorado and the west side of Buffalo within Spring Valley. Item four is VS240069, same applicant. Vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between El Dorado Lane and Robindale Road and between Buffalo Drive and Warbonnet Way within Spring Valley. Item five is WS240068, waivers of development standards for the following. One, buffering and screening standards. Two, reduce parking lot landscaping. Three, increase wall height. Four, allow modified driveway design standards. And five, reduced street width. This also involves design reviews for the following. One, restaurant buildings with drive-through lanes. Two, retail buildings with drive-through lanes on 5 acres in a CG zone, generally located on the south side of El Dorado, west side of Buffalo, within Spring Valley. Good evening.
Good evening, members of the town board. My name is Bob Brunauer, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. I'm here representing the applicant in these three matters. First thing that I'd like to do is orient you to the location of our property and some of the surrounding existing uses are proposed. The yellow located here is the 5 acre site that's before you. Staff has mentioned it is master plan for commercial. We're coming in for the zone change for commercial general, which conforms to the land plan for Spring Valley. However, just to the north of us, this is the El Dorado Lane alignment. To the north, it has been approved for a industrial use there, that is for an industrial building that is not currently constructed. This is the mini storage facility. Just to the north of that is some more commercial as you get up to Warm Springs. The green in this area that I'm showing you is for the future park, for the development of the park. And talking about Parks and Recs department, it's our understanding that there's some plans for some softball fields in this area. What we'll be backing up to our property preliminary right now is a parking area, parking lot area, and there is a ingress in here going into the park area off of El Dorado that will have one-way access. That is the plans and talking to parks. And then over here, you have Sierra Vista, which is Robdale Cimarron in this area. So it gives you a good idea as far as what's being proposed, what's existing. And again, the zone change is item number three. Staff is recommending approval as we conform to the plan. The other thing I want to mention is, since I have this here, we do have the vacation patent easements, which is item number four. We have a 33-foot wide patent easement on the south. We have a 33-foot patent easement on the west. And then we're asking for 21 feet to be vacated in here. We're reducing El Dorado in that area by working with Public Works. It's El Dorado essentially that ends into the park area there. Staff is recommending approval of also item number four for the vacation. And I'll take you to item number five, which is the waiver of development standards in the design review. So for purposes of the application, this is a 5 acre site that is planned for commercial uses. We have three retail buildings, retail building number one, number two, and number three. And we have two fast food paths, which is one and two, as I'm showing you on the overhead. Main access is going to be Buffalo. As you can, we have two ingress and egresses off the major arterial street. And we also have an ingress in this area here, egress off of El Dorado in this area here, as another way of having circulation on the plan. I'll just show you from elevations, more of a modern building elevation. The plans here fairly quickly. These are single-story buildings. We are well below the code requirements with respect to the height restrictions. But if anything, this gives you a pretty good idea as far as the makeup and the architectural designs of the design review. Getting back to the site plan. So we have about five waivers of development standards that we're asking for approval. What I'm going to do is address the items 3, 4, and 5. Because if you read through the staff report, staff is okay with it. However, everything falls back to the landscaping issue for the waiver development standard. But I think for purposes of the presentation, I just want to go through fairly quickly. So what we have here is we have a departure distance in this area, and we have a throat depth waiver. Staff is recommending approval, as I'm showing you in this area here. And really the rationale there, as staff has mentioned, as we worked with them on this design, is the reason is because you don't have traffic. El Dorado in this area is not going to be your typical street through. And actually, similar waiver development standards were approved over here just to the north of us for the industrial building that is located to the north of our property. The other thing is that staff's recommending approval of is the we're lessening the width on El Dorado Lane in this area here. So staff did not have any issues with that. The other thing that we're asking for is an increase in our retaining wall height. We're allowed to go up to 3 feet, but we're asking to go 4 feet in this area. And this would be a long buffalo alignment, but it's going to be behind the landscaping, so it's about 4 feet in some areas, or in a specific area up along in this area here. Because we're over 3 feet, we have to ask for 4 feet in that area, but the reason for that is balancing out the site, the topography that we have on the property, and as staff has mentioned, they didn't have a necessary concern with what we were asking for since it was negligible as far as the impact on the property. Because of the topography that we have. So getting back to the waivers number 1 and number 2 is the discussion items for staff. And these are the two that they weren't supporting. So I want to at least explain it. So one of the waiver development standards is in the new code, in the previous code, you needed to have every 6 spots, you're supposed to have a landscape finger, okay? Like a finger in there. And in some of our areas here, like in this area, we may have some that can be, we come out with 7 spaces of parking, and it would not be beneficial to, after 6 spaces, put a landscape finger within the interior to the property. So what we believe, how we've done the design projects before, is we brought in more trees to the interior of the project. So on the interior of the project, we're required to have 28 trees within property that you see here. We're going to end up having 46 trees, which is about 18 more trees on the entire property. So we do feel we do meet that the concerns that were brought up because we're not removing any trees within there. We would like to keep the parking. One of the questions you might say, well, remove the parking spaces for the retail here. Our concern is, and this is with the adoption of the code, one of the concerns going through this over the last year or two, the commercial requirements for parking are not as, as the requirement is to have less and not more. Our concern is when you have certain commercial uses that you do not want to cheapen on the, lessen the parking spaces here. So we do meet parking, we see the parking code. Our concern is with the commercial uses, no matter what you have for commercial uses in this proximity, the last thing we want to do is not have enough parking. So we prefer to have the landscaping or the added trees on the interior of the property. Okay, so that is that the one issue there. The next item is a waiver of development standard. They broke it into like A, B, C, and D along the west and south property line. And I can pretty much sum it up here as you go along the west property line. So in this specific area, as I'm pointing out here from our building up to the north property line, we have approximately 8 feet width of landscaping. Okay, from back. here in the building area here, we have 5 feet of landscaping, another 5 feet plus or minus of sidewalk in there. So we have 10 feet in the back, but the other portion is for the sidewalk back and sidewalk and the landscaping. And then down here we have another 8 feet of landscaping. Where we have zero, we have a loading area in both areas here. So that's where when you see 0 feet of landscaping, it's just only in a small area where you have a loading area. And that's essentially, I'm going to call parking spot, but that's where you have your loading area to drop your fans or your trucks, do some unloading there. So we wanted to make sure we had enough room to maneuver for the back to put whatever type of merchandise we need to into the buildings. So the reason, though, why we believe that this is appropriate here with respect to the landscaping, number one, as I mentioned earlier, and I think this will help part of the exhibit here to justify the reason why. As I mentioned, to the south of us and to the west, in talking to Parks and Rec, this is going to be part of the parking area. So the parking lot is going to be up adjacent to our property line. So we feel that the intent of the buffering there from the commercial to, if you call it a lesser intense use, is typically for your multi-family or single-family home. So if we were adjacent to some residential, we would understand that as far as the spacings for the landscape width and the trees that that we're proposing versus what the code is. But more importantly, what you have here, when this project was approved, this was approved at 4 feet 8 inches for landscaping. And I have the exhibit here, went through it, did the research. So in the industrial building, I'll show you here in a second. So when you look directly across the street, this is El Dorado. This is the two industrial buildings that have been approved. In this area here, it was approved for a modification of landscaping to 4 feet 8 inches in there, you can say 5 feet plus or minus in this area. So that is what's approved up adjacent to the park, which is our landscape arguably at 5 feet is larger than there, and 8 feet is larger than what's been approved in there. And then if you go further to the north, what you have here is the mini storage facility. In the back of the mini storage facility, it was approved without any landscaping in this area here, backing up to the park there, what we have. And then if you take a look at this shopping center here, you do have some landscaping. You don't have trees. You have a lot of bushes. There might be a tree, I think, or so, but it isn't the trees that you otherwise are required to have by code in this area. In this building here, there is no landscaping that backs up to the park area there. So based on the proposals of what has been approved and existing, and the fact that the parking lot to the west and to the south of us is going to be a part of the park, but we are still providing landscaping in this area. We are still providing a row of trees in here, 20 feet on the center. So we do believe that this does give some adequate landscaping buffering from a parking lot, but nonetheless, we are adding landscaping there. And arguably, we are similar or better than the existing projects that are there. And then the last thing is even if you take a look around the school, on Warbon in El Dorado, the school doesn't have any landscaping also around their property as any type of buffering in there. So that being said, we'd ask you to approve item number 3, which is a zone change with staff's recommended approval. Items 4 is for the vacation application that staff is also recommending approval that I went through. And then our waiver of development standards and design review that's before you, which is on item number 5.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone in the audience with questions or comments about any of these 3 items? No? Okay. We'll come to the board. Board?
Mike, any letters back from nearby neighbors?
No, sir.
Okay.
John, was this for just for number 3?
We were going to talk about all I'm sorry, you weren't here. We're hearing all 3 together. We'll vote on them separately.
So we are talking.
Yeah, we can talk all 3, sure.
I have a question. Appreciate it. But
trees do you plant to property? Shade tree by any chance?
Yeah, there, it's required by code. There is a landscape ballot that's approved by the Southern Nevada. I believe planning, regional planning commission, along with the water district, Southern Nevada Water Authority. So we will have to be within those parameters, but we do have some evergreen trees.
Yeah, yes, that, yes, no, we're fine.
Okay, yes.
So my follow-up question is this. Is the intent by having more trees, if they're going to provide shade, to compensate for the reducing the finger, saying it's where it breaks up the heat, so that the heat impact would be the same?
We believe so, yeah. If anything, by adding more trees, it's better to have 18 more trees on the property so you can expand the shade areas versus having the number that's required by code.
And as far as your recollection is concerned, did you have that kind of specific conversation with staff?
It's sometimes the landscape fingers, we get those approved by staffs, depending on the staff person that writes it.
So you've seen the report.
Yeah.
So obviously staff is not convinced.
On this one, correct.
Okay. All right. I just want to kind of set it up.
Yep. We're on the same page.
Thank you.
Yep.
Quick question. Can you show me in that drawing there? So I was impressed once I saw the drawing how the trees were distributed, but can you show me where the asphalt is? You know, so the whole idea is to try to shade the asphalt and the concrete to reduce the amount of sensible heat that's going to warm the night. So where are the large asphalt areas that would benefit by islands, I guess?
Yeah, yeah, so I'm going to take you in here off of El Dorado. This is Buffalo coming in. You have this area located here. You have parking. You can see parking. This is where the trees are with the parking. And you have some parking located here. So if you would have any areas without trees, this is in the drive aisle and in this area here. If you look along building number one, and you have a drive aisle located right here. You have another ingress and egress area here off of Buffalo coming in with some more circulation ingress egress. We do meet the code here for the tree separations in here. So you see where we're putting the trees in this area here. So as far as if there is any larger area on this plan, I think as you can see, it might be in this area. But for the most part, we're meeting the code in those areas that are required by code.
And you're adding, what, 18 more trees?
18 more trees, yes.
Worth noting too, because of the north-south orientation of the line of trees, it will shade the asphalt in the afternoon in the most intense heat. So something to factor in. I'm curious, Bob, is this a speculative development?
No, this is a development that is planned. And as you can appreciate here, the park, these are going to be uses that are going to help support the park in that.
So how many tenants have signed commitments?
Oh, we don't have the exact tenants per se.
So it is speculative from that standpoint.
If speculative, if you know, you don't have a tenant yet, but there's this development is going to be moving through the system. This is going to be one of these where you design, you start building, and as you build, you bring on the tenants.
Understand. If the big picture, help me make sure I have a grasp of it. The park behind and around you will be basically baseball diamonds from what you're being
softball
diamonds. Okay. And where is the regional park in relation to this?
This is the regional. So in this area here, this is the James Regional right here. This is the soccer fields. So right across here on the Cimarron in this green area here is the park area.
So that's what I thought. I just wanted to confirm that because it strikes me that this is a very important parcel from that standpoint because there will be a lot of people there and it'll get a lot of development. Before the meeting started this evening, we were discussing some of the plans for the new movie studios. And of course, we've seen the stuff around Allegiant Stadium and so on. And there's a new development district. I don't know if it's formalized yet along 215. From what, Sunset North and Windmill South, that where the commissioners hope to encourage new job creation businesses and so on. My point being that a lot of these places have come up with a development plan for more than just a single parcel. And if we don't know exactly what's going to be there, is it time to say that's what should be there? We don't know what's going to be there. You talk about all these drive aisles, for example. If we have, we'd have enough traffic to justify a Starbucks and an In-N-Out in one place. Why wouldn't that be fun with all the cars? Okay, I'm just trying to get a feel for whether or not, you know, we know enough to decide intelligently about this.
Yeah.
I'm less concerned about the trees than I am about the long-term impact.
I understand that's a legitimate question. So the way I look at this is when you envision around, and I have kids that play soccer, around Betty Wilson. You know, you look at Betty Wilson down there off of, I think it's Cimarron, and I want to say Lake Beach, in that area there. And then you got KZ. So you have these shopping centers where you have these types of food uses. These are, you know, you're going to have a sub shop, because that's always given in these areas. You're going to have some type of fast food, if it's a Chipotle or some other Burger King, McDonald's, something. You're going to have the Starbucks concept. Those uses will be a part of this shopping center because it's a natural because of the use that you're adjacent to. So that's the synergy that you're going to spend off of.
Yeah, again, though, this is all kind of speculative. That's what bothers me. I wish we had something more concrete to look at as what is going to go in there, like we have in some of these other areas where we're putting in a what amounts to a huge attraction that's going to draw a lot of people.
Yeah, and you know, it'd be nice, I agree, but even if I told you that there was a Starbucks or a McDonald's coming in there, that can change by the time the plans get done.
I get it, but then if that happens, are we ready for the traffic for that and all the other things that Joyce hear people arguing about and being concerned about? I just hope we're not underplanning this, you know, ready, fire, aim.
Yeah, and no, the game plan is, as we know, the park is coming online. Mm-hmm. You know, by the time you go through Clark County, respectfully, through the planning process, the administrative process for traffic, drainage, and your building permits, we're about 2 years, a year and a half out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that's going to change, but we do know the concept of we can fit two fast food pads. Along with the retail buildings, we're going to have some additional food uses and other supporting uses that are going to be in conjunction with the park.
Okay.
Quick question. So are you 100% sure that the county is going to put their parking lot right next to your development? Because clearly they're going to need all the code as far as islands, and they're going to have enhanced trees to really cool it down, which would benefit your property. But do you know that for a fact?
I do know. I can never tell you. I've learned this in real estate. Nothing's a given 100% unless it's built. But I've been told by Clark County that this is going to be the soccer fields, and they're planning the parking lot to be up adjacent to Buffalo in that area. And if you think about the planning for softball fields, you're probably going to have a fourplex there, or a quad. And the quad is going to be further in here. And you can't put a quad that close to the street. Okay. Yeah. So
it was funded by SNPLMS, so it is moving forward.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is in the plans, I think, as you mentioned. That's what Parks and Rec has indicated to us. We haven't been able to get that plan, but they have told us that that's planned for a parking area coming in off of El Dorado, and that's the parking lot.
And that's the basis of my concerns, because it is real. It is,
yeah.
The park, it's really going to happen, and there are really going to be scads of people there in a few years. So I just want to make sure we don't undervalue these opportunities. So that's the basis of my questions. Brian, you looked like you had something about ready to say. Sorry.
Could you put the site map back up?
Yep.
And kind of, could you maybe look over your shoulder and kind of scoot it onto the screen? It's like a puzzle.
I can put it this way, if that looks better, but knowing that north arrow is making sure that
north is to the right.
Yep, this is going north. Okay, but now you can see the entire plan.
Sure. I should have probably been writing down notes about number 5, but I mean, the executive summary being I kind of want to just talk to the board about why I'm going to vote against it. When I just initially look at this design, it gives me anxiety right away. Like the way that every single drive aisle has cars backing into the drive aisle. There's really, I mean, they're depicting two lanes for drive-throughs, but there's very few restaurants that actually do that, so there's really only room for about six cars to queue in those hats right there on top of each other. If you get a Cane's on Rainbow south of the 15, and In-N-Out on Rainbow north of the 15, the Starbucks just north of the 15, that entire parking lot is destroyed. I just don't get it. I don't get how we have this like thing way back in the back with parking up on the top left up there. As far as I'm concerned, I think this is overbuilt. I think we've tried to go for it on a bigger scale that is appropriate. We're getting to, you know that we got the parking spots in, but it's at the price of the throat depth, the drive aisles, the drivability, the room to move around in this. So, like, for me, like I said, just my initial reaction is anxiety. I do not want to drive through the shopping center. I don't like the way it was designed. It doesn't really even look like it was all designed as one shopping center when you look at it. It looks like separate parcels. So, and that's maybe even something to talk about with the board at some point, is how to deal with these drive-throughs that back up with like 20 cars at Starbucks, at In-N-Out, at Cane's, and
we don't approve them.
Clock these things up, but I mean, yeah. once we approve the design, I don't think they're going to have to come back to us. If it's at McDonald's or whatever, they're not going to have to come back. And you know, saying reducing buffering, to me, you know, we're receiving the argument that, well, we've reduced buffering in the area, so we should reduce buffering. That makes me want to reduce buffering less. Like I don't want to live in an area without buffering, without nice trees and landscaping and things like that. So for me, I'm just seeing number five as a denial. Like I'm not trying to approve any part of it, in my opinion. I'm really not liking this project.
You're so illustrating what I was expressing concern about.
Yeah, and you said the exact same thing about the drive-throughs and
right.
The pads and what's going to happen. And I'm like I said, I just look right at this and have anxiety right away. Like mm-hmm. You're going to be driving through, there's people backing in front of you all the way through the entire thing. There's going to be cars backed up on the drive-through pads. Like we've really just tried to like overbuilt this. We really went for it in a way that I think needs to be rethought.
Can we ask Planet to comment on that in the sense that they approved all those waivers, so what didn't bother you, I guess?
So the waivers that staff had no objection to, the public works waivers, which were 4 and 5, C&D, they had no conditions that there was a rail objection. They recommend denial based on waivers 1 and 2. So if you read through it, staff has concerns with the reduction of landscape buffer, the reduction of the evergreen tree buffer along the west property line and the south property line. The finger islands is also a concern. My sense is that the reduction of the buffer is the real concern that staff had. And because staff is going denial on those waivers, kind of naturally be denied for the rest of the project as well. But that seems to be the real crux of it, is the first and second waivers from our perspective.
So if they had decided to put in islands with trees, you guys probably would have approved that.
Yeah, I would say based on the staff report, if they had met the code requirements for the finger islands within the parking lots and the landscape buffers on the south and west property lines, we would have recommended approval on those waivers, and the rest of the waivers could have also been approved.
And anecdotally, with commissioners lately, the fingers that they've supplied, the amount of trees are exceeded, like in this, I've seen the board overlook the finger requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, initially, like I said, when I looked at it and thought about the trade-offs as far as these bigger islands versus parking, which is obviously what you're trying to gain is more parking. But then I saw how the trees were distributed. From an urban heat island perspective, I think it's doing a good job. So I don't have an issue. But Brian's, you know, his comments are legitimate in the sense that it seems like there's a lot going on this little 5-acre parcel.
It looks like Spring Mountain, like where it's overbuilt, everything's zeroed up against the end of the parcel. You can't get through the parking lots. Like that's what it reminded me of.
So could I ask a follow-up or redirect?
Well, yeah, go ahead. I have a question that I'm going to ask.
So it sounds like the heat issue is just a small part, but really it's a finger issue to create a footprint that would lessen the crowding that I think Brian is alluding to. Would that be a fair assumption on our part?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question for the staff, please. On this, since this has a 24 at the front of it, item 3, if the zone change occurs, we used to have C1, C2, et cetera, what will this allow them to do? Speak in C1, C2 language so I can make sure I understand, please.
Yeah, so C1 and C2 from the old code were kind of merged together and you put under CG.
Mm-hmm.
So just be CG for the entire lot. There wouldn't be any C1, C2 distinction. So all the uses that are permitted in CG would be very infamous, including restaurants, retail, offices.
So it's a full commercial, just, or?
Yeah, commercial.
That's what I thought, okay. Just wanted to make sure we all knew that because that has changed also. So, okay. Any other questions or comments?
I guess my only other question would be, are you willing to go back and reinsert the islands? I mean, obviously if we deny you, you're not gonna give up. So you've got to come back and probably ask for the waiver in terms of the number of islands, perhaps. But are you willing to do that? Are you willing to work with planning?
We can always look at that. I mean, you can add that as a condition if this thing is approved. Because here's the trade-off. Now that, you know, here's the trade-off that you're looking at. We can put the, you know, 6 landscape fingers in, plus or minus, whatever that is. But you're removing all
you're
these other trees, and you're going to have less trees, but you're going to have finger islands here.
You're
and
make a motion.
So we're not exceeding. I'm not asking for a waiver development standard to put more square footage on a parcel that's allowed for floor area ratio to the property. But I mean, if that's something that you want, we could always look into that and say, okay, we'll put more landscape finger islands, but I don't think that doesn't mean you're getting more trees at the end of the day. What we're doing is removing parking spaces that we are overparked by 15%, but we're telling you we would rather make sure we have enough parking so when you have a shopping center like this that you don't have people parking out on the street. So that's what we want to make sure we prevent from that from happening.
Are there any other questions on the board? You have any? No? Okay. Do we have, then we'll go ahead and consider 3, 4, and 5. And my understanding is that the zone change because of the plan is basically a right. Is that correct?
How again? Sorry.
This, on item 3, the zone change is basically a right because they of the plan. Correct? That's what I thought. Okay.
And that was the write-up I put in front of it.
That's, I just wanted to make sure I understood. Yeah, and we all did. Thank you. Okay, so does anybody have any motions? Let's start with item 3, I guess.
I move to approve number 3.
With staff conditions?
With staff conditions.
Okay, thank you. That's the motion in front of us on item 3, move to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item 4.
I move to approve number 4 with staff conditions.
Okay, move to approve with staff conditions on item 4. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. And item 5?
I move to deny number 5.
We have a motion to deny number 5 per the staff recommendation? For denial?
Not even per the staff recommendation. I don't like the design review. I just want to, I want to deny the whole thing.
Okay.
And the staff recommendation, I think they actually agreed with the design review, but I don't agree with it. So I'm
okay.
Just going to say move to deny.
All right. You heard the motion in front of you. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed or nay?
Nay.
Okay. Dea? I mean, I know, I'm sorry, I had a brain malfunction.
Oh, yeah, I said aye.
Okay, so that passes 3-2.
Thank you very much for your consideration.
Okay.
So, with Dell and Dr. Wano move nay?
Yes.
3-2.
Or, yeah, that failed. Well, let's see, it didn't pass, did it? We have to do a separate motion, I'm sorry. We denied your motion, so that's denied 3-2.
Yeah.
So now we need...
It was supported 3-2.
It was supported 3. Denial was supported 3-2.
Yeah, they opposed the recommendation, but
okay.
They supported.
I'm a great.
3-2.
Okay, so the denial is.
Denial?
I agree with the denial. Yes. Thank you. I'm glad. I'm glad I was running this because I didn't know what I was doing. Thank you.
Okay, you guys all have a good night.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Do we have anyone here for item 2? That's VS 24-0055. Is that you? Okay. This is a vacate and abandon with a staff recommendation for approval. Go ahead, sir. Okay, thank you very much. Seeing no one in the audience to question or comment, is there anyone on the board with any questions or comments on this
one? Mike, any comments from neighbors?
No, sir.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve with staff conditions.
Okay. We have a motion to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's approved. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Mike, did any general business pop up while we were meeting?
None this evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nobody here for public comment. Our next meeting will be 4/9/24. And with that, we'll say till we meet again, we're adjourned.
If we get anything.